This is Radio Free Cybertron for January 13th, 2010. My microphone is a little hot for this episode, which happens every time I reinstall Windows. Great.
Cybertron, our home. For generations, it has been a peaceful world. Until pride and a lust for power divided us. Now we fight enemies who were once our brothers.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Today is it December? No, it's January 13th, 2010.
Yeah, it's December 13th, 2010.
January 13th, 2010.
You're now hearing us from the distant future.
The distant future, so.
But we know a lot about history, so it's all good.
Like five people will get that, XV.
Yes.
So, with me, I have XV, JD, John, and Rob. Gentlemen, how's it going?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Caffeine and farts.
Yeah, caffeine. I'm sitting here enjoying a Pepsi throwback, and it's delicious. So,
I was enjoying some Mountain Dew throwback earlier. That was quite good, too.
In the can, you said?
Yes, the can one. The bottle one tastes basically like straight old Mountain Dew.
Yeah,
I know.
Dr. Pepper Heritage is also delicious. So,
if you can find it.
I found it, and it's delicious.
I'm enjoying my new stash of Transformers Revenge of the Fallen M&Ms.
Oh yeah. I found some of those lately. Kim hates them. She thinks they're disgusting, but I think they're...
Well, it's the weird flavor M&Ms, isn't it?
With strawberry, yeah.
Yeah.
No. I lucked up on those giant bags for 80 cents. So
Where?
This Blockbuster by Kristen was going out of business, and like this weekend was their last weekend. So for $6, I got like M&Ms and like trade paperbacks for $2 and Matt Hazard for $2, which is still too much for that game. And, just $6, I walked away with a ton of crap.
I was wondering what that tweet was about. Yeah,
I was literally about to go in Sunday, the last day, and be like, because they had this big old, just good couple of cases full of Transformers stickers, like the puffy type stickers you put on your game consoles or something. And I was like, okay, how much of those can I get for $2 right now? I'll take the Bakugan ones too. Because they said no offer turned away. And I was like, RFC, you need some prizes. Come on.
Fantastic, sir. Fantastic. Hey, does anyone else's PlayStation still have one of those PSM smiley face stickers on it? Does anyone besides me have that?
Does anyone besides you still have a PlayStation?
Maybe not. Just curious. Hey, what while we're talking about the Blockbuster thing, what trades did you pick up in that deal?
I grabbed the Revenge of the Fallen prequel Alliance, the one with the Autobots, for $2, which it fit its budget story wise. they had the G.I. Joe Rise of the Cobra prequel, but I skipped on it just because.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, I enjoyed the movie, but I don't need any extra fiction associated with it. I don't need to see Snake Eyes as having problems remembering how to talk because some guy he barely knew got killed. Yeah.
Did we actually do the commentary for that? Did we actually finish?
No.
You did. Remember your review?
Oh, yeah. My YouTube review of the movie, yeah.
I liked it, but still, I was just sitting there like, really?
No, we started doing the G.I. Joe commentary, and then we switched over to Transformers the movie instead.
And that was much better.
Yeah.
Pop in another movie, do the commentary on that, and advertise it as the Rise of Cobra commentary.
And see who can tell the difference.
Yeah, we've not done a commentary recently. What would you guys want to do?
Santa versus the Martians.
That is on archive.org, isn't it? That's
it's free.
Yeah. So we could all get that. I mean, we might as well do that like for July or something. Just sort of ironic. Yeah,
Christmas in July.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I mean, Black Dynamite comes out. I would really love to do that.
It comes out February. Kick Ass.
It's not in theaters yet.
True.
When is that coming?
Has anyone else here besides me read that, the comic it's based on?
Which one?
No, I've just seen the trailer about the little girl. Apparently, she's a minor character in it, but I'm just like...
She becomes a major character.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
She's sure in every trailer.
Yeah.
That's called a selling point.
It's a good comic. I really like it, but definitely not for kids.
Definitely not going to be in theaters along the way PC people get.
Yeah.
The Red Band trailer is pretty rough.
Now, and speaking of which, this isn't really the place for it, but I was just thinking about, what's the show, the Bruce Willis movie that, like, I was waiting for to come out in theaters, and now it's like
Hudson Hawk?
No, Die Hard? I wish. Nice. No, Syndicate? Or,
Murder, She Wrote?
I know what you're talking about.
Where they have the robotic bodies that walk around.
Yeah, Surrogate.
Oh, yeah, that was, Surrogate. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on DVD. I'm like, when did that happen? I don't even remember it being in theater.
It's like Nines on DVD, and it was like
exactly.
Theater.
I'm like, what happened to these movies? But anyway.
The commercials ran for about a week, and then you stopped noticing it.
I guess so.
Yeah. Hey, listen. This is a Transformers podcast. We should get Transformers. Hey.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to
Soundwave. For new Soundwave this week.
Yeah, we have material for new Soundwave, which we record right after Radio Free Cybertron, and we're pissed off.
And apparently during Radio Free Cybertron also.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get into the news.
Sorry.
The big news item for the week, I would say it's the War for Cybertron trailer. Wow. That looks awesome.
Yeah.
It doesn't tell us a damn thing about the game, but it is sure pretty.
Yes.
See, that's what I was going to say. I mean, okay. And I'm not a detractor. I don't want to say
you're a hater, buddy. You're a hater.
I'm not a hater. I watched the trailer and I was like, that's an interesting trailer. You know, we'll get Peter Cullen. Very good. The models are hit and miss for me. Some are cool. Some are kind of meh. Ah. But I got so burned by The Force Unleashed that I refuse now to get too excited about a game until I either see game footage or I see gameplay or I've played a demo. Trailers just won't do it for me for a game anymore like they could for a movie.
The footage is rendered in the game engine, though, I'm assuming. It doesn't look pre-rendered.
Well, maybe not. It looks pre-rendered to me, but...
It looked to me like it was rendered in the game engine, but not gameplay necessarily. I mean, that's two different things.
Well, I've totally seen footage of the game. You guys haven't?
It's in the trailer, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a bunch of mini games. There's an Optimus Prime canoeing park where you have to race against Megatron.
Very nice.
There's a banjo music. It's like ding, 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 ding. It's really good. There's Autobots versus Decepticons because, you know, it's team battle. There's one part where you got chase rabbits. It looks good. It looks great. Really Activision's finest work. It uses the Tony Hawk skateboard thing.
Something needs to use the board. Yeah.
All jokes aside, Triptychon, oh my god.
Yeah, Triptychon showing up. I like the design because it doesn't really, you know, it doesn't really adhere to the G1 design, but you can tell absolutely who it's supposed to be. And it kind of looks sort of like a cross between the G1 character and the mouse.
Oh, you mean that wasn't Skywarp?
At the end?
As a joke, sir.
Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. Kim thought that Starscream was Skywarp, which, you know, there was a lot of purple, which I could sort of understand that. I was impressed that she thought it was Skywarp because she's, you know, said it by name. I'm like, progress, yes.
Perhaps she's just doing it to mock you.
Perhaps.
I was, if it's Omega Supreme or just a Guardian, the really cool use of his arm gun thingy where he just kind of rake the ground with it, basically. Like, yeah, that's pretty much how he would actually use something like that.
Yeah, that was interesting. And, you know, if the guys are going for the gusto, and this is just, you know, this is just me thinking, wouldn't it be cool if we actually got to, for the first time, to see Primus in robot mode?
Oh, man.
Because maybe the Protecticons, too. But in all seriousness, it would be kind of cool to see... Primus transform, and then you have to battle or do whatever on his surface.
It would be really cool if that was the first time we ever saw him transform.
But of course, you know, the physics geek in me knows that they're not going to have any like variable gravity or anything based on the center of his mass changing. But that would be really cool if they did.
we're talking crazy talk here, but I'm pretty sure with Activision, it's going to have a Primus song accompanying it.
Maybe some Rob Zombie.
Well, no. See, what would need to happen if Primus transformed and you were fighting on his surface? The battle would take place down by his ass, and you'd have to avoid his hand occasionally scratching.
As long as it has Octopunch randomly yelling, "I just shot God in the face!"
Yes! That was...
Oh, well, we need to link to that. That was the best comic ever. I don't remember it. It was awesome.
Why was that not a mosaic?
Yeah, I don't know. That was great.
So far, a three-part Jim crossover storyline going in those mosaics, but no, shot God in the face.
Okay, so we saw the trailer for the game. We also saw an actual mock-up or prototype of one of the toys, potentially. I mean, do we have confirmation that there are going to be War for Cybertron toys beyond this shot that we saw?
No.
Not really, no. But at this point, if it's not coming out, why did they bother?
Could it be like a fan custom? Or we've had fan projects pop up that have been, you know, through conjecture, you know, assumed to be Hasbro products. I mean,
my feeling, if there's not going to be a proper War for Cybertron line, this is going to be like a universe thing.
Yeah.
I was thinking something along the lines, but instead it'll be Power Core Combiners with remember how Starscream looked like War Within Starscream and Cybertron? Sort of a similar thing going on, just for, hey, some guy's going to walk by. I just played him and pick that up, you know.
Yeah, some cross marketing, that would be.
Yeah.
Cross-contamination, right?
Pollination.
He could Power Gore combine with his axe or something.
Yeah, the toy itself, just the one shot, people say that it looks like it's missing something, like the hood scoop or whatever it was.
Yeah, we saw some months ago a totally gray prototype that is the same thing, and it had an extra piece over the front and the roof.
And now it's missing.
This colored one.
The best way to say it's missing something is that's the difference between something on paper or digital versus solid product. There's going to be something missing regardless.
But it was a test shot before the black and white. Yeah, it was a prototype. It was unpainted, so...
Yeah, my totally thought here is that the piece kind of fell or broke off.
When it was stolen from China.
Yeah.
Got lost.
Yeah. Lost in the mail. Some more news. Toshiba is going to distribute device label toys in the U.S., it looks like.
And they won't be any cheaper.
$40 is absurd for a domestically released version of Ravage and Tigatron. Yeah, I would pay it for the import version because... You're paying markup for the fact that it's imported, but domestically released.
Let's be realistic here. If they were to say put a 6 or 8 gigabyte chip in the USB drive, that would be completely different.
An 8 gig, yes. Because what, 8 gig is like $15. So we're talking about a $25 markup for the novelty and the transformation. But a 2 gig stick is what, $8, something like that? That's like a $32 markup.
You can go find an original G1 Ravage in a shoebox at a comic convention for $1 and then go buy an 8 gig one and tape it to it.
Much better. Rob, you're getting your own show started.
And then, you know, the USB sticks are bad enough. The optical mice are even worse.
They're corded, too. I mean,
right.
Corded optical mice. Optical is so, what, 2001? I mean, who cares?
Well, what do you want them to be, inertia-based?
Yes.
That would be great. No, laser is a great technology.
I'm going retro, and I want a parallel port one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did they make parallel port mice? I only remember serial.
We had
a trackball that was parallel port.
Then yeah, it would work then. Okay.
It was very old.
It was always people like asking for parallel port to USB adapters. I'm like, really?
Just spend like the $8 to get a USB mouse, you know.
I want a Super Nintendo mouse I can hook up to my computer.
You can mod that. I've seen.
For sure. Yeah.
But I mean, the price is sort of ridiculous. If they dropped it by 30%, I would say go for it. But as is, who cares? Besides, my Ravage, his mandible broke, and I'm sort of bitter over that.
God, so wait a minute. So what are we saying? We're saying buy the foreign release ones for the
No. Past state, before we knew it was going to be domestically released, that $40 was reasonable, but now that we know that it's going to be released here, our expectations have changed, and it should be cheaper. And so, it's totally not worth it. Sorry, I need to take a drink of this delicious Pepsi throwback because.
So we thought it was great when it was foreign released and $40, but now that it's domestic released and $40, it's
now that it's domestic released and $40, it's just insulting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't recommend buying the domestic or the imported version now for that price.
Not to mention it's Toshiba. How exactly are you going to track this down? I mean, are you going to go to the electronics department of Walmart and look through the cases?
Probably, yeah.
I mean, really, you're going to end up walking into Staples a few years from now, and there it is randomly hanging on the wall.
Yeah, and like $50 at Staples. Yeah. Well, Transformers 3 script not done. Who cares? Was the Revenge of the Fallen script finished?
They're still writing it.
Did it have a script?
Yeah. it's being reported that it may be shot in 3D.
Whoa!
Shot in 3D now.
Yeah. 3D rules.
Unfortunately, Michael Bay is not sure about the definition of 3D, so he's talking about, what are you talking about? Everything's in 3D.
Yeah.
Of course I'm shooting in 3D. It's right there. Hello.
So if it's shot 3D, what are the odds we're going to get a shot again of one of the Transformers peeing forward? Because, like, I mean, how can you pass up an opportunity like that?
Fun fact, Michael Bay directed the video for I Touch Myself.
So, is 3D, I mean, is this really going to catch on, or is this going to go the way of previous 3D?
Okay, at CES, the big technology was 3D. If Hollywood knows that, Hollywood, they love the lucrative DVD market and Blu-ray market. I mean, they love that. They can push 3D Blu-ray, I don't guess it'll be DVD at that point, but they can push 3D Blu-ray to the point to where it's going to become an actual factor in people's purchasing decisions. So I think we'll probably see more and more 3D movies.
Yeah. The real thing they like about 3D is 3D offers them a premium aspect to a movie, because they've already figured out people will pay more to go see a 3D movie. So they figure people will pay more for 3D anything. And so they love that. I mean, everything's going to be $5 more at least when it's 3D.
I mean, you're already paying $10 more for the Blu-ray. Why not $5 more for a 3D Blu-ray?
Thing is, if everything shifts to 3D, like we're talking about a major, almost everything except for the dirt cheap dollar DVDs at Dollar Tree, shifts 3D.
Well, those are religious DVDs anyway. So if you
and Santa versus the Martians.
Oh, is that where you got your copy?
Yes, and my favorite ever, Josh Kirby, I forget his first name, Adventures in Toyland. Everyone go pick that up. Trust me.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just, you know me. I'm the blah. I don't think it'll last, but that's just me.
Well, I mean, people have already invested their money in all these HD TVs, which do not support this new 3D technology. It'll be pushed.
It'll be a long time.
It'll be pushed. But I don't know that it'll be adopted.
If it was going to be adopted.
Not until it's just naturally integrated.
Yeah.
It's just accepted as something every TV has.
I don't think it's going to get mainstream enough, because as much as everyone wants to say everyone buys new HD TVs and all that, that means everyone's, who's still got the aunt with the TV that's in a piece of furniture she got in the 80s?
I still have.
Yeah. You know.
I mean, you know what?
It's just not that many people that jump on this stuff right away to make it support. And everything jumps to it. Your grandma's be calling you, why does my DVD look fuzzy? Put the glasses on, grandma.
You've got to put glasses on. That's the thing.
Yeah. And 3D is not new. And that's the same thing. I mean, again, House of Wax with Vincent Price was shot in 3D. I mean, you know, or was a 3D movie. It didn't catch on then for long. It's not going to catch on now.
It goes
well, at least. at least before the fad dies again, we might get the nice follow-up movie to Transformers in 3D.
Yeah. Speaking of Transformers DVD. And being on the Transformer show. anyway, Friday, sorry.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled two sound wave. Wait, what?
This is gonna be a anyway, so next.
Okay, and was that? No. Oh, yeah. I'm skimming through this. Transformers Nefarious is going to be released. It's
also known as Transformers, another Simon Furman rehash.
Yeah, who cares? Another comic.
Simon Furman doesn't come to BotCon because eventually someone's going to yell, "Get a new idea!"
Has he stopped going to BotCon?
Yeah, he hasn't been there in a few years. He says because he didn't want to be like there all the time. But I think it's really because people are like, okay, we're starting to get a little angry now.
The last BotCon I was at, or the BotCon before last, I was sitting with all the guys, and I looked beside of me at the convention panel, and it was Furman. It's like, hey there. I'm like, oh, hey.
I wasn't actually invited, but I thought I would show up.
Yeah. So that was kind of funny. You know,
so any of you guys like Grimlock, by the way? I love Grimlock. And I like it when the Autobots and Decepticons team up to fight a bigger evil.
XV?
What?
Gassing up the Megazord. Can't talk to you right now.
No, I was queuing you up for the gigantic bird of prey.
Huh?
Oh, like a vast predatory bird.
Vast predatory yes. bird.
You gotta yes. make your Furmanism setups a little more obvious when I'm not paying attention.
Yeah. No, I wasn't really paying
attention. Can we just be done with him? Can we just, like, ditch him?
I'm sitting right here.
No.
I'm not saying ditch Furman necessarily. Just let him get a new idea. That would be great.
Yeah, I think it's
awesome. Well, see, that's why he hasn't been coming to BotCons. It takes a lot of time and effort to pitch the same ideas over and over again.
And I love Furman, and I love his writings. And the thing is, I will read the same thing. Like, well, that time it was pretty good. I mean, I literally sometimes I'll go through my Titan trade paperbacks of UK comics, and I'll just go be like, "Today I'm going to see how many times Inferno died, and which time I liked it." And I'm like, "I like that one. That one was stupid. I like that one was stupid." And then I'll just watch Golden Girls for a little while. Then I'll come back to it. And you know what? Sometimes the Golden Girls team up with the guy from Empty Nest, and they fight a bigger evil.
They're neighbors.
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay. Radio Free Cybertron is brought to you by our friends at Big Bad Toy Store. They currently have over 1,600 items in stock priced at 20 to 90% below their current list pricing. 400 items are priced at 50 to 90%. Off. There's a great chance. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a great chance to pick up some older and or overstocked items at a significant discount. The Revenge of the Fallen Deluxe 2010 Series 1 case sets and singles are available, and they've added some new pre-orders, including the Japanese Transformers Animated, which John's not too crazy about, but...
Hey, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah. I mean, it's
same float mine.
I like
the metallic paint job, but let's face it, kids in Japan are going to be like, crap, because they already know it's going to flake off.
Yeah. they still have, like, what is it, bad Dino King thoughts. You remember?
Great. I really want to bash Bulkhead up against something like he does in the cartoon, but that's not happening.
That's not going to happen, yeah.
Nope.
Go ahead.
Actually, I think the Bulkhead looks really good. I was actually kind of excited at first, but then I was like, wait a minute, I can still get him for $20.
Yeah, I'm not too crazy about the look. Big Bad Toy Store also has a new wave of Encore Metroplex reissues coming out, so you can pre-order the second run of that. Transformers Revenge of the Fallen Nebular Starscream, and the Transformers Revenge of the Fallen Easy Devastator box set, which JD has yet to open. But when that comes out, JD, you should get that from Big Bad Toy Store so you can actually open it and play with it. Because that one looks actually really cool, unlike the version that we got.
The easy, like, Sunday morning version?
Yes. the soon-to-be Tuesday morning version, you mean?
Yes. That's why I'm easy. Nice.
Well,
clear it that Tuesday morning. Yeah.
I miss when Tuesday morning used to get stuff like that.
Just yeah, that going, got Hannah Montana rocket launchers.
Yeah, it's not quite the same thing. But we want to thank our friends at Big Bad Toy Store for sponsoring Radio Free Cybertron. Let's go ahead and do one more thing before taking a break. JD, what happened this day in history?
Well, some things happen.
You're not looking at the show notes either, are you?
No, I am.
Ad lib.
So, for today, which would be January the 13th, Robert Stack was born in 1919.
Wow. And went on to star in giant hits like Beavis and Butthead Do America.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a small film.
Yeah, called Caddyshack 2.
Yes. That is what I was thinking about.
Way better than the first one.
He's Elliot Ness, too. That was his biggest role.
But I think what most people will remember him for is his starring role as Unsolved Mystery.
Yes.
am I the only person as a kid that show would freak the crap out of me?
I love those.
Yeah. Especially
Unsolved
when
Missions and Blossom. Woo! Scary night.
Oh, yeah. God. Yep. Yeah, especially the stuff that they talked about that wasn't real. So, anyway.
As a kid, you didn't know that, though.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't realize, oh, wait, aliens aren't real. Anyway.
Okay, so what else happened in history this week?
The 15th, we'll say happy birthday to a one Wankus.
Wankus is so awesome.
So, born in 1969. That's ironic.
Yeah, it's fitting.
Sometimes the universe just comes together like that.
Never ever Google image search Wankus. Yes.
Sometimes it
does. Not at work.
Definitely not at work. I'm not. Yeah. And it has nothing to do with the possible implications of what his name could mean. No, you don't want actual pictures of Wankus to show up in Google image search.
I wonder what happened that day at 3H when the Hartmans and Glenn found out what their guest does for a living. Like, we have a clean. Crap. Crap.
But look what we got out of the deal.
Yeah.
We got a legend.
His appearance at BotCon absolutely is the stuff of legend.
All jokes aside, he's probably the most gracious guest there. Like, everyone else is like, oh, hey, how's it going? Thanks. And he was like, thank you. Like, jumped up, hugging everybody, having his girlfriend do stuff. I mean, it was just
Daisy. Yes.
Yeah.
I wasn't there, but I've seen the pictures. Okay.
I was eating.
Yeah, that says it all.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go ahead, take a break, and we'll come back with Stump Monzo.
Transformation!
Yeah, transformation!
The aerial bots are taking their shot! Livable plastic combaticons! They can all change and be rearranged! The former super robot Superion! The combaticons are roaring! Unstartered roar! Here's one metamorph in Duragus! They all combine and kick Superion's behind as a big bad battle in Bruticus!
That was brutal!
No! That was Bruticus!
Transformers Generation 2 aerial bots and combaticons each sold separately.
Let me take a drink of Pepsi Throwback.
Cool. I'm doing the hand thing right now.
Chemical dependency.
A little bit. Okay.
This week, instead of new Soundwave, we're going to record an intervention.
I'm not saying anything, okay?
So, this week, Chris McFeely, our good pal Chris McFeely, has a question for Monzo. Let's see if Chris can stump Monzo. Chris McFeely wants to know, what are the titles of the four Kiss Player Radio Drama episodes that were only available packaged with the toys?
All right. I know the first one, Someday Under the Sun.
Correct.
The other three, I know the plot of the second one, so I know the title. No, I don't think I know the other three titles.
Okay. I didn't either. Someday Under the Sun, Atari's Close Call, A Big Catch Tonight, and I, and the Spinning Earth.
Okay. Well, the plot of the second one involved a tiny auto trooper going inside of Atari to fight an omelet that she had eaten that was possessed by evil Galvatron cells.
Oh, Japan.
Chris McFeely has succeeded to stump Monzo.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, who would have thought? Well, Chris McFeely is pretty awesome. So we may be working with Chris on something coming up. So,
Monzo is just this fountain of knowledge, you know.
Monzo is this fountain of knowledge. So we may not ask. We may not actually accept any more questions about manga. No, but in all seriousness, manga and Kissplay are not off limits. So Chris McFeely was able to stump Monzo. If you think that you have the guts and the gusto to stump Monzo, email stumpmonzo@tfradio.net. And someone soon, maybe you, will have a chance to attempt and almost certainly fail to stump Monzo. So, guys, what else do we have going on this week? Do we want to do Twitter Theater or do we want to hold off on that?
I think we should hold off on it because I got a challenge to one of our listeners right now.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
And I know you're listening, Scaleface. I want you to answer this question. I'm stumping you, and what you're going to win is absolutely nothing. What episode, what was the episode number and episode title of the episode of The Golden Girls where Rose was visited by the President of the United States? Correct me if I'm wrong also, because she wrote a letter to them and they came so she could read the letter on national news, but they thought Rose was a 12-year-old girl instead of a senior citizen.
Are you serious? Is that like a real question?
Yes.
That was a real plot.
I believe he can answer me because I remember watching it.
It's not Transformers. It's not Transformers related. So
it kind of is. Yeah. Estelle Getty was younger than the other ladies, and she played the oldest one. There's some transforming going on.
Wow!
Wow!
Yeah. And it aired during the heyday of Transformers.
Yes,
exactly.
Carl Rove is a fan of that line of thinking. That's amazing.
That's great. Yeah. So yeah, Scaleface, our friend, if you can stump, I don't even know what to say there. What? That's the strangest thing you've ever said, Rob.
You haven't been paying attention, then, sir.
Okay, so Scaleface, Rob has challenged you to name that episode of The Golden Girls.
And, really, just say anything because I don't know myself. it comes on probably at least once a day on Lifetime. I don't know.
So
that particular episode or the series?
So
I don't know.
Is there a Golden Girl wiki?
There's a fandom because they parodied it on Saturday Night Live. See that episode?
Yeah, I saw that episode.
Okay, wait. It's Jimmy Fallon. It was fake.
Oh, my God. Okay. So we...
Just put Jay Leno in his time slot. Here we go. Problem solved.
Rob, you're insane. Yes. You're certifiably insane. I love you. Yeah. Okay. What are we doing now? Okay. Let's go ahead. I don't even know what to do. I'm confused.
It's all that caffeine.
It's not that there's only like 25 milligrams a serving in this stuff, so I've only had
a 20-ounce bottle is almost 3 servings.
So that's not even a cup of coffee. A cup of coffee is 200 milligrams.
I've had 5 of them today.
Well, guys, I know what we can do.
That's like a cup of coffee and a half. That's not that much.
I know what we can do, guys. Let's talk about some robots.
So, guys, going back to tformers.com, one of the subjects for the week in the forum or the topics was, what is the toy line of the past decade? And I answered pretty quickly. I think it's Armada.
Yeah.
And I want to know what you guys think. What was the toy line of the decade? Most people are saying like Vinyl Tech / Alternators or Classics. And I would put Alternators like near the bottom.
Yeah, you know, when I was considering this question, Alternators did not even come into my mind.
The problem is, as good as Alternators are, there's like 3 toys in the whole line, aside from repaints. And, well, really, Jazz is almost the exact same toy as Prowl. I mean, there's like maybe 3 complete designs, 4 maybe.
Yeah, it's the same idea.
They're frustrating. I mean, they're more complicated. They're complex. It's like Transformers growing up. But they're frustrating. I want to have fun with my Transformers.
Yeah, as cool as Shock Blast was, a cannon didn't pop out of his knee when I stuck a little tiny guy on his back.
I was actually looking at Shock Blast 2 or 3 days ago, and I'm like, I was thinking about this when I was digging through some toys, and I was looking at all my Alternators that I still have, and I'm just, other than say like, you know, the the ones that were based on the Dodge Viper, like Sunstreak or Sideswipe and Dead End, who I love because I think they're all gorgeous, especially Dead End. None of them really just stand out to me. Like, not even one.
I think the only one I really liked is Ravage, and that's basically mainly because of the Vinyl Tech storyline. I mean, I have almost all of them, but that's probably the biggest one to me.
I just don't get the uber geek love for alternators.
I think it's like you said, it's for grown-ups. So they like, that's what they like. But by that extension, the Masterpiece should be like the line everybody likes. If it's for grown-ups equals good, then Masterpiece has to be like number one.
Yeah.
Well, you got to think too, alternators is what a certain segment of the fandom was loudly calling out for years. You know, licensed vehicle modes, scale cars of the G1 characters.
And they wanted diecast too, which, you know, the Vinyl Tech diecast toys were a waste of money for the most part.
Not to mention, there's probably a pretty good percentage of the Transformers fandom populace that enjoy spending a lot of their time putting the robots in poses and taking pictures of them. And that's XP. Yeah, but he's the XXX poses. I'm talking about, you know, the guys put them in adventure poses. They put little swords in their hands, and, you know, that's how we do it, guys. Look at this picture.
Well, I did take that one picture of Supreme Optimus Primal scratching his butt.
Congratulations.
Salacious.
But so we said why we don't think that alternators is the best line. What do you got? So we've just alienated ourselves again. So what do you guys think? What do you guys think is the best toy of the last decade? Toy line.
Toy or toy line?
Toy line.
Toy's gonna be much harder.
Yeah. You have to give us a minute. You know, I think it's clearly Armada. I mean, Armada with minicons. I mean, that kind of changed since the inception of minicons. It's changed. It's almost affected almost every line since then.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Armada was great, but a lot of the toys were kind of bricky. Like one of my favorite toys from the past 10 years is Armada Megatron. It's one of my all time favorite toys, but he's kind of a brick.
Right, but what you got to weigh against here is whether you want a lot of articulation, but a toy that doesn't really do anything, or if you want something where you can plug a little guy onto the toy's hip and, you know, have
not a good image.
Army knife pop out.
Oh, you my God.
Plug a little guy on his hip, and when he dips, you dip, we dip. You know, as much grief as Armada gets, it's pretty much the reason we have the movies and the success the line has now.
You think so? Well, maybe the toy lines, but do you think it's the reason that we have movies?
Well, and probably not the absolute final reason, but Armada sold megapucks, no matter what some people want to say, because, you know, Smokescreen was on clearance. But, you know, that line sold huge. I mean, that's why Energon clogged up Walmart for months. It's because Walmart was like, holy crap, look how many toys we've sold. I mean, that did really big. I'm pretty sure the numbers had a whole lot. I mean, when did Don Murphy buy the rights to the movie? 03?
Before that. It was like 01.
Yeah, I mean, those are some megabucks. I really think if it wasn't for Armada, the focus might not be there as well as it would have been if RID would have continued to release machines or whatever. Yeah, you know that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you other guys think? What do you think? JD, you haven't spoke.
Armada. I mean, it's... Armada re-energized the line. It had awesome gimmicks. It's produced some of the best, I mean, I think some of those balanced figures as far as playability, gimmicks, I mean, everything. It's just, I can't get over Armada. I love minicons. So.
How many times have you bought the same Armada toy in different colors?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jetfire.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, Armada gave us one thing that no other line has given us so far, and that, you know, jam.
True.
Yeah, not to mention that whole Unicron thing, but who remembers him, right?
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Why not Classic / Hinkay? I mean, that was the other line that was touted.
Well, as big as
the Jewish thing.
Yeah, I think the innovation's not there. I mean, it does really well what it set out to do, but I mean, where's the innovation in that? We're just going to do G1 with new tech, okay?
Say I don't like Classics. I really do, but I can see they're not also like these revolutionary great toys.
Yeah, I mean, looking at Prowl, I mean, he's a good toy, but it's eh.
Yeah, I mean, you can. I mean, like I said, you can. Whatever the mission statement for Classics is, I mean, it's very simple and straightforward. It's just do G1 again. And it does it really well. It's a cool toy line, but it's not like, you know, the innovation's not there. The something different's not there. It's not going to change the game or anything like that. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. So I don't think it's like award worthy.
You know, the thing about Classics and Henkai, or however you say it, really is, and this is coming from a fan myself, I think this is one where we're really taking ourselves too seriously, because I don't, how many kids are really excited for Classics?
They're not.
Yeah, there's no part two.
It means
there's
nothing
no
to them.
Yeah, I mean, and at the end of the day, as much as we like to pat ourselves on the back and say how great of a fan base we are for inspiring the line as we have, if little Timmy Johnson didn't buy it, you know, your I Might Buy It, the repaint, isn't really going to go that far.
Why is Armada better than Energon? Energon was good, too.
I loved Energon, yeah.
I loved Energon,
it didn't have,
yeah.
Well, it had a few mini-cons, but it dropped most of the gimmicks.
It had power moves. Yeah.
But power linking
power
was
link
sort of
is
lame.
An inferior gimmick, I believe, to
yeah.
Many
yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
It was a
it goes back to what I was. It goes back to what I was saying before about articulation versus action features. Mm-hmm. You know, it's combination's cool and everything, but once you do it once, there's not a whole lot of variation between the themes.
And it go ahead. It didn't add anything. I mean, as far okay. I have the top half of Hotshot and the bottom half of Inferno, but it didn't really add anything as far as the play. I mean, it just
and sometimes it took
it just
away
made
from
it bigger.
You.
Yes, because you had so much kibble hanging off of the back or the sides, you
and
couldn't
Jimmy
hardly
Kimmel
do
too.
Yes.
Jimmy Kimmel. Yes. So.
So why not Cybertron? The Planet Keys really didn't do it as far as the gimmick goes, but the toys themselves were good.
Well, Cybertron was awesome, but the thing is, it was a Armada repeated, but instead of little robot guys, we had keys.
But the flip side of that is that most of the toys had a better articulation, so you got a little bit more balance between the two.
Yeah.
The movie line?
Yeah.
Didn't care for the aesthetic of the first movie line, personally.
I
mean, radio controlled transforming trailer. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that, you know.
Going back to Armada again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Armada that's just took a lot of risks. Mm-hmm. You know, it did a lot of major things that were different and new. And, you know, I mean,
it paid off, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, it may not be fair to compare like subsequent lines because, you know, the first one out of the gate, of course, is going to have all the new ideas. But, I mean, you can't say any other line took the risks or went to the great lengths that Armada did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's put out the final question. Why not animated?
Because Hotshot wasn't animated. He came from Armada.
What?
animated is all about design. I mean, the toys looked great.
That's true. I have a big problem with animated. I know it's a personal thing, but... It seems like it's a line full of basically deluxes and slightly larger toys. I mean, I would have loved a combiner or some real variation in the types of toys we got, but it seemed like basically the same straight up Transformer across the board.
What about Jetstorm and Jetfire? They combined.
They held hands and dance. That's about it.
Yeah, I have them. I've never opened them.
I have them and I combined them, and it's like a mega sized combiner, which you figure with two deluxe sized robots, you'd at least be a little taller.
The lines people were talking about on the forum, Alternators / Spinal Tech, Classic / Henkei, and Animated. I think we explained why they were talking about the first two. The reason Animated was being bandied about is that it had the best TV series of the last decade, and it's hard for people to separate, you know, fiction from toys. And I think that's probably why. The toys look great. They were designed great. The sculpts were great for the most part.
Yeah, Animated has a great visual style, but ultimately the toys are basically just average.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to, you know, and I really liked Animated quite a bit. I'm just going to say because it was new. Like, it's one of the newest ones in our memory. Like, we're going to remember it a little bit better than we are going to remember RID. Because So animated was great, but come 2000, and people said what Transformer Lines came out. They said Beast Wars. They'd and Machine Wars and G2. You know, they didn't really. The good last thing kind of pops up first in a lot of people's minds.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I mean, Revenge of the Fallen was there, but people were like, "Yeah, animated, man, animated's great." What Revenge of the what?
Exactly.
Yeah, and those top three all are heavily influenced by G1. So depending on where you hold G1 in your heart, clearly, like those three that you just mentioned, I mean, those are all the most heavily G1 influenced lines.
Yeah, that is totally true. And the fandom is increasingly getting younger and younger, and the, mm-hmm. the G1 fans are increasingly, you know,
getting older and older.
Yeah,
getting angrier.
Yeah.
That is true. But the influence of G1 keeps getting greater and greater and greater. But that's, of course, because the people who are actually at Hasbro now come from that age bracket of fans from the 80s.
Well, that's okay. In another 10 years, everything will be Beast Wars influenced.
That would be great.
All right. Horns in the air.
I could use another quick strike or a quick strike homage. That would be so great.
Oh. My moment.
We need another Tarantulas.
Yeah. My moment of just joy is going to come when I don't really know if I should call my nephew or not. It's my brother's girlfriend's son, but they've been together like for 7 years. I buy the kid gifts every year, and I'm like the coolest thing in the world to him because of my toys. And he, every once in a while, he tries to out-transformer smart me. You know, he's only like maybe 7, 8. He tries to out-transformer smart me. He'll be like, he'll come up, but he'll ask like little kid versions of hard questions like, I bet you don't know what Skywarp turns into. Because who's that? The purple star scream? And I'll be like, yeah, you want to see the army of them I have? And I just want him to correct me and be like, Rob. Because I had to explain to him the Matrix one day when I showed him some of my toys. I showed him my little, you guys remember the Matrix necklaces that used to be on sale at BotCon?
Oh, yeah.
I was showing him those. I got like the Decepticon and Autobot ones still in sealed. And I was showing him, and he's like, what's that? And I had to explain to him, you know, what it was. And I want to see the day if, you know, he's still around and he corrects me and is right.
Do you really want to see that day when you turn senile?
Yes, because at this point, all he's got to do is say a Minicon's name, and if it's not 20 of them, I won't remember. I'll be like, which one, Prowl or Prowl?
You know, you're really wishing like loneliness upon this boy, don't you?
I hate to say this, but I can already see it coming because that little kid is—he's going to kill somebody one day. Yeah, he is an angry little boy.
Okay, I think this is the first time we've ever had like complete agreement on something. Transformers Animate, Transformers Armada is the best toy line of the last decade. Wow.
Hooray.
Okay. Let's go ahead and take a break. What, Rob?
This is going to be an awesome episode, guys.
Oh, yeah, it'll be the best. The best one ever.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Grant me mercy, I beg of you. You, who are without mercy, now plead for it? Well, if I had any mercy, I wouldn't have to ask for some, now would I? You don't know what the word means, do you? I thought you had a more impressive vocabulary than that.
Look out, he's got a gun.
He is a gun, Cup.
Twitter theater for this week, in honor of the War for Cybertron trailer, we decided to go with a War for Gobatron. I sat down and watched this episode twice. I had to take it all in, and I had fun. It was better in a way than I remembered, and it was much worse.
Watching an episode of GoBots is like watching Yellow Submarine without the Beatles. Something happens, you're not quite sure, someone's obviously on drugs, but at the end of the day, everyone's happy.
I had forgotten how much I love Scooter's voice.
Hey, man.
Yeah, it's... If it was Flange, that would have been perfect.
Hey, man. Hey, Frylock, be after me. Oh, wait a minute. That's the wrong dude.
Okay. It's like G1. They didn't stay up late writing the episodes. But it's simplistic at the next level of simplicity.
It's G1 done by Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
They called it in using a paper cup phone system.
Yeah. If it had Jabberjaw, it would have been perfect. It's basically.
But hey, the animation is on par with season 3.
So. Dude, Call of the Primitives, eat it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Name the one episode that was actually like done as a quality,
Return of Optimus Prime.
Well, right. Call of Primitives, except for the script.
Yeah.
The Call of Primitives is not the great episode people hail it to be. It's really not.
No.
I say that as a hardcore season 3 fan.
I'm going to actually put my meaning just straight up on the line here. As a longtime fan myself, we are one extremely shallow bunch when it comes to our quality. It's all about look first, plot second. And Call of Primitives is that shining example of look at that pretty episode. Yeah, plot whatever. Look at that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you look at other episodes like Fight or Flee, and it's so much better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad Courage in C Minor wasn't animated that pretty.
It would be the best episode ever.
It would have been remembered as the greatest episode ever, yeah.
Yeah.
I have the Challenge of the GoBots movie where the GoBots meet the Rock Lords.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was looking at Rock Lords today at Big Bad Toy Store trying to figure out what I have. And I really, they have some loose for like $6 or $7, and I was really thinking about getting them.
The cool thing about that movie is the GoBots pretty much ignored the Rock Lords are there, even though the Rock Lords save them from trouble every time. And after 2 hours, you can literally just stop and say, nothing actually happened for 2 hours.
I have never watched it. I can admit I have never watched that.
Last time I watched it was with Hooper X and a 12-pack of beer. So my memory's a little different than
others. Oh, God. But yeah, it makes you appreciate being a Transformers fan a little bit more. But, as a kid, you really don't care. You can tell a difference in the quality between most of the GoBots toys. I mean, like the deluxe GoBots, like Stax, I still have, and he's a great toy. But most of the regular GoBots toys are kind of the suck. So
if that cartoon was a little bit better, I think it would have took Transformers on much more seriously. You know, you get a GoBot for like what, $1 or $2, or the knockoff Machine Robo version for like $1. It was the same toy. I mean, no difference. Like,
yes. Yeah. So they did have knockoff Machine Robo toys on the aisle
at the same time. I remember
getting a lot of those, and they weren't labeled GoBots. And as a kid, that sort of confused me.
Yeah, but you got them. And you know what? There was, I'm the fifth kid, okay? Christmas morning, if I had a lot of toys, my parents did some wheeling and dealing. There was a lot of Convertors and GoBots in my stocking.
Did you have any Parasites?
I think so. I
love Parasites.
I know I had the, Transistor Robots? I knew I had a couple of those. Is it Transistor Robot? That knockoff line that was like Hasbro actually sued Eckerd over for advertising them instead of Transformers because they were like bootleg sold at major retail stores.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah, they were exact. I had the Ravage, and Ravage was brown instead of black, but it was exact. I mean, and it was ballsy because the packaging, everything was exactly straight up. It said Transistor Robot instead of, hey, Crazy Steve, you're listening. Am I right? Transistor Robot, send us an email. TFRio.net, crew at TFRio.net. But yeah, they were like out there. I remember I had a bunch of those too.
Yeah, I never had those, but I did have the Machine Robo. I enjoyed those, but I also broke them like readily.
Yep. You get out apparently broke friends. Everything though.
No, I still
Christmas special.
Yeah, I still have quite a bit. I think I had about 30 toys or so left unbroken from my youth.
Am I the only one that mastered the art of using toothpicks to fix their robot toys when they broke?
You mean like for hinges and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, that works. My Iron G1 Iron Eye is still rocking his. Doesn't have that head, but he's got that toothpick from 1980 something still.
So Twitter Theater, we can agree that we all enjoyed the episode, but it makes us appreciate G1 and Transformers.
It needs some Birdman.
Crasher is the best thing ever about GoBots, though.
It needed some Birdman.
Some
Birdman!
Could use some Herculoids, too.
I want to see Crasher on Harvey Birdman. Like, where she has to go to rehab or something because she's all, I'm from Atlanta. I see crackheads every day. Crashers on crack. Because if you see someone manic, just laughing all of a sudden when someone asks them a question and then they stomp the ground and lightning comes out, they're on something. And Crasher is on something. I mean, her Revenge of the Fallen Toy's name is Fracture. You get the broken thing going on here?
Yes.
That's Crasher.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Oh, Psycho's like, look here, it's the GoBot. We must kill them. What are you laughing at? I don't know.
It's too bad GoBot couldn't have been Harvey Birdman.
Actually, I just came up with the ultimate analogy for Crasher. Crasher is every mural painted on a van in the 70s as an action figure and cartoon character.
Okay.
Yeah, think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Got a laughing witch with lightning stomping with big old heels. Think about that one.
We're thinking about it, Rob. We're thinking about it. Okay, do we have anything that we forgot to mention? We have anything we need to plug? You can take our PodTrack survey. We would appreciate it. Go to tfradio.net, click on the show notes. Again, check us out, tfradio.net for the show notes. We've added a new podcast called Superhero Time. It's an exploration of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and Sentai, and it's hosted by our very own XV.
Hi.
He's grown up. I'll also check out New Soundwave because why not?
What else? There are worse ways to spend your time.
Yeah, and soon there will be a new episode of RFC Throwback for those people who were listening 10 years ago who want to hear me ramble on nonsensically to a computer that hates me and wants to kill me.
And you can go to
tformers.com.
Yes.
You go to tformers.com and talk in our new snack food forum.
Yes, the snack food forum, which Rob conned Jack into creating. That would be awesome. You can also go to tfradio.net and click on message board, and it'll take you to our message board at tformers.com. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I think that's it. I don't really have anything else. Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
Thank you.
At TF Radio.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah.
Adios.
Facebook. Don't forget Facebook.
There's blood on my knife, and
yeah,
I don't know where it came from.
Nobody needs it.
MySpace?
No, yes.
We got MySpace.
Yes. MySpace.com/Radio Free Cybertron. I have not touched it since.
Radio Free Cybertron jumps into 2001.
Yes. I have totally not touched it since I created it, but I promise that I will.
That's what XV's mom says about him every day.
Much like the 20, anybody in the 25 plus crowd, we have not touched the MySpace page.
Yeah, but if you're 15 and rocking the Facebook and want to hear old people talk about Transformers, by all means, MySpace.com.
What song do we have on the profile? Please tell me something good.
Oh, I forgot that people did that. I don't even. I didn't.
What? Come on. We need like a big hair band.
The reason I preferred Facebook over MySpace was that it wasn't gaudy and tacky.
And it works every time you use it.
Yeah, but the problem with Facebook is they steal your identity. They know every single thing about you.
Yeah,
don't worry about that.
They know all those Jean-Claude Van Damme pictures I've been posting. Sure.
And whenever one of my friends, annoying friends, plays that stupid Farmville game, Farmville knows everything about me.
And Bert Hsu.
You know. But bad-mouthing MySpace, you know, there's like five guys out there with pop collars and big sunglasses going, what?
Yes.
MySpace
throwing a deuce up at the camera. And all the pictures are in an angle, guys. All the pictures are in an angle.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Let's go ahead and build this thing. We'll join us next week when we'll be talking about something. Who knows? And listen to New Soundwave because it's awesome.
Yeah.
We're actually recording it in like 5 minutes, so listen to that.
And we'll be like crashed of all this caffeine by then, so we're gonna be like, so what are you guys doing?
Yeah, for the first 5 minutes, we're gonna be jazzed and all sort of crazy and kind of pissed off, and by the end, we'll be really pissed off.
But by the last minute, you're gonna be like, guys, we gotta wrap this up. Oh yeah.
Okay, we'll see you next week. Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to Radio Free Cybertron, the Transformers Internet Radio Show. Online since 1999. Visit us online at www.tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Join in the discussion on our Facebook fan page. Search Facebook for Radio Free Cybertron. Also follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Copyright 2009 Radio Free Cybertron. Till all are one.
One what?